How is everybody?
Doing good. Tara, how are you? Thanks for being here. It's good to see you, darling.
Yeah, good to see you too.
Yay.
Happy to be here.
Awesome. Eliana, how are you?
I am doing good. And you?
Doing good. Doing good. And Jazz, how's Jazz doing?
I'm glad we have office hours tonight.
Yay. Oh, me too. Yeah, it's always wonderful to be with you ladies, but especially while we're under quarantine.
Yes. Does your whiteboard say Ashley's plan to save the world? Ophan and Ashley's plan to save the world.
I forgot about that.
Nice. I love that. We need some heroic statements right now.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, we're working on some super exciting stuff that we're going to be rolling out in the next couple of weeks, like free, super service-based content and lead magnets and nurture campaigns for people who are quarantined at home and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Do you find that your workflow changes whether you're collaborating or working solo? Hmm. Like, do you have a work preference?
Do I have a preference?
Yeah.
I love both. That's a great question. Yeah, I really love collaborating and I really love working on my own. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very specific about who I collaborate with. So I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Definitely need to be able to like jive.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. Good question. So who's got something that's alive for them tonight? A question, a share, a challenge? Feel free to raise your hands and then I'll write you down and we'll go in a circle. Okay. All right, Jazz, feel free to go for it.
I would like you all to help keep me accountable to make the video, the intro video, to do the online tutoring. So I'm expanding how I can make money right now. I don't know if I mentioned, but Joel got laid off.
What?
Yeah, I don't think I had time to share that last call. So,
sorry, from his new gig?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah, me too. It was just crazy timing. He literally just switched jobs 2 weeks ago.
Oh my God.
We are trying to figure out if he can even get unemployment because he only worked there for 2 weeks and it's in a new state. So we live like right on the Pennsylvania border. So he's technically working in PA and he only worked there for like, I think it was like 9 days. So he quit. He like didn't get fired. He quit his old job. He gave notice. So like, yeah, we're just trying to figure that out. So we went into like hyper planning mode. Yeah. And I'm just trying to do like everything that I can. Additionally from working from home, and I like have tutored before, but not virtually. And so I did a ton of research and that's why that was one of my like action items. I found this company that I can, tutor both math, but also like a company that I can tutor international students looking to learn English. So I need to like make an intro video. And actually my best friend who just moved home from Seattle, she's staying with us. She's quarantining with us. Is really awesome. And she's like really savvy. And she just showed me like a quick clip of, it says like Teacher Jasmine. It's got some like apples on it and she put music to it. So she's going to help me to make a video, but I need to like, I have to get it done this week because I have this feeling that a lot of people that have the same abilities are going to be looking to like make additional money online. So I want to like jump on that bandwagon along with the other people who already do it and try to get bookings right away. So I'd like help to stay accountable for that. And Joel's doing, we have a friend who's doing some landscaping. So he had a really, really long hard day today. Mm. 10 hours, and he was like, yeah, he's in shape and he's capable, but that was hard to come for him to come home, you know. That was a hard day. So we're just batting down the hatches. Yeah, I don't usually work over the summer. So we've been like building back up from me being out of maternity leave, like off and on for like 3 years with both the kids. So it was already like, these are all my envelopes of things I'm like saving back up for. Fawn, you've got like 3 envelopes on there. but so I like quarantining is good because you don't spend money.
Yeah.
But I just like want to try to build a buffer. So if I can't find anything over the summer, that will be okay. So I'd like to, I don't know. I'm nervous to make the video. I don't know digitally how to do it. I'm not nervous about my like personality. I just, technically I don't know how to like put together a video with music and then like insert, like, I don't know, words to it, or like, I don't know how to make it a slideshow, but my friend's going to help me. But I think because I'm nervous about it, it would probably take me 3 weeks and I want it to take me 1. So.
Awesome. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. I am so sorry. Holy moly. Cause I know how much thought you guys put into that whole decision-making process about him, like which direction for him to go. And then it just got pulled out from under. I'm so sorry.
It's like meant to be a shorter stepping stone. Like there's no way that this happened like this, like for any other way. Like they stay at the furlough for however long, but that's, it's like, hey guys, nope, this is just, he's just supposed to be doing a quick hop off of this one. Like the next thing is just right there.
Wow. I so appreciate how proactive the two of you are being too about like, you know, like you said, batten down the hatches and like start getting creative. That's badass. So when would you like to have this video? So there's the, like, there's the recording of it. There's going to be the edit down, and then there's going to be the final product.
Okay.
So tell us when you'd like to have each so that we can hold you accountable with specific dates.
Yeah. Okay. Well, final, I want whatever the final edit to be like done and ready to be submitted by Sunday.
Woo. All right.
Yeah. So I'd like to try to record like a, I don't know, get the idea and do rehearsals tomorrow, like a first version. I need to like find props and stuff because it's for younger kids. So like, yeah, just think about what I'm going to say. It's going to be really short. Like it's not meant to. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And then maybe like an edit by Friday. What's today? When? Tuesday. Yeah. So an edit by Friday. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Is this going directly onto like a tutoring website, or why a video, and like, where is it going to live?
Yeah, it's like it's a professional, like virtual tutoring company. And so they have their own platform that like their educators like live on. And you basically, create an intro video and students like vet you. They like based on if you don't have any other referrals, your video is really, and your like profile is really all you have until you get clients and have referrals and have ratings. So it's almost like tutoring, like Uber for tutoring. You know how like an Uber app, you like rate your passenger right away and they rate you right away. It would be like that once I get it going, but I need to like get it going.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I shouldn't be doing it while I'm like working during the day, but if like I have to, I will, because at least it's flexible right now, me being home and like teaching from home. Got a whole lot harder, Joel, working from 8 to 6 and having both the kids. That was, today was day 1 of that. And I was like, oh my God, holy crap. So it was okay. I need to batch hardcore. I already set like my work schedule out, like the exact things I need to do by 10 a.m. And the kids are going to get like breakfast and TV. And as long as they don't burn the house down, I have till 10 a.m. and I should be able to like take care of everything by then. And then I want to do like something interactive with Cora. and then like lunch and then nap can be like another like work session. That's probably when I'll do like a video session for my students or like an extra help session. And then we'll get outside. And then after that, I can do like a half hour, because, excuse me, these tutoring sessions are only 25 minutes. So I could do like even just one a day. The minimum is 7.5 hours a week. So if I do one a day, I'll have, or two, it'd have to be two a day. Like an hour a day, it'd have to be two a day. So I can do it.
Woo, good for you, yes. So we've got, so the video is like your storefront then on that website, like it's how people are going to, okay, cool. You're going to kill it. This is, I'm excited for you.
Me too. Yay. I mean, no, this is fun. This is all just part of that like bigger picture. Like this is happening because now I'm going to start teaching remotely and I'm looking up potential like online. I have a master's so I can teach like online grad courses and I'm just literally not going to go back to work, guys. Like this is the start of it. This is just happening. I'm going to teach Chinese kids English and I'm going to teach Americans how to learn, I don't know, pedagogy, and I'm a coach and I'm going to help financially guide people. And I don't know, maybe I'll start singing on the side too and people will pay to hear me. I can't go back. This is the life.
Heck yeah. Who resonates with Jasmine right now? Either who has resonated with that before or who's resonating with it right now. Yeah. It's so cool because I can remember like the distinctive walk points of almost all of you, like Ashley and then Tara and then Aliana and Herky, where you're like, nope.
I dreamed last night that I got a tattoo of a corona flower because it was like the bloom of the next chapter of my life.
You had a dream about that?
What does a corona flower look like? I couldn't see it. I just had it. It was this huge flower up my side and the petals came underneath my boobs and it was sexy.
I love it.
I don't know really about that, but that happened.
Awesome. I knew this and I forgot it. And then I heard it again the other day and I was like, yeah, corona means crown or like head or the crown of your head. And so I was just picturing like a flower, like one of those like flower crowns. Like, anyway, don't want to go down too much of a tangent with that, but that's awesome.
Maybe that will be my alter ego. You know how your thing is your glasses?
No. Yeah, part two of your homework. Cool. All right, so we've got rehearsals tomorrow with props. We've got edit by Friday. We've got final edit by Sunday. Does that mean like before Sunday or like Sunday at midnight?
Sunday midnight.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. And you were saying that you're feeling kind of nervous about the technical part of it. Is that...
Yeah, I am, but I'm also less nervous because like she is amazing, my best friend. And she was like, look, and I was like, oh, that's so cute. She looks at me and she goes, this is what I do. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay. Like timing is everything. So
perfect.
And if we can, I might like reach out because I know a lot of you are like technically savvy or have your own areas of expertise.
Awesome. Great. And how can we hold you accountable, Jazz? Do you want to post a photo of you like rehearsing and then editing and then doing the thing? Ooh. Or do you want to rehearse live for us in the group?
Wait, can I do a Facebook Live like just for a group?
Uh-huh. Like in team?
Yeah. Like I don't have to put it like on my like Facebook, whole Facebook. I could just do it in team.
I believe so. Has anyone else ever lived in someone else's group?
No, I'll check right now.
Cool.
You can do it.
Yeah, I'd like that if that's possible.
That'd be super fun.
I think you can. Pretty sure.
Yeah, you can.
You can?
Yeah. When awesome. You click the team page, there's where you actually leave a comment, there's a section that says live and you just click it. Like okay. Right from your phone.
Awesome. Okay. That's it.
Beautiful. All right. So we'll be looking forward to seeing Facebook Lives from you tomorrow, Friday, and Sunday.
Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Yay. Love it. Okay.
Got me all fired up. It's all Kim.
Awesome.
Your videos and your posts and your getting yourself out there this week got me all up.
Good. Because you fired me up last week, so that's good.
Nice. Yeah, Kim, your videos have been awesome. All right, Jazz, do you feel complete with that?
Yeah, that's good. That's a good weekly goal.
Awesome. Excited for you. All right. Who's next? Who has questions or a share or would like some feedback or coaching about something? Anything at all?
I have a question.
Yep.
So I was doing research for the trailers, and I was debating if to do it just like a completely separate like entity from like my rentals business or to include it. Since it's going to be like the MVP of my business. And like, let's say like it's going to be thriving and, you know, I'm getting all these rentals and whatnot through the trailer. Mm-hmm. Maybe I can purchase even more trailers and like gut them and like redo it. So I was wondering if just to have like a completely separate business or include it as like, I don't know. That's like my debate right now.
Sure. Okay.
So just like an opinion, like, I don't know if to.
Mm-hmm. So what would the, what is your, the main objective of your like ideal vision for your business? Let's say in a year.
In a year, it would be to offer definitely several things, not just like a mobile bar. Mm-hmm. So it would be like chairs, you know, backdrops, anything. So like, I want to start, I mean, using the trailer as like the MVP is kind of like, it's kind of scary in a way because it's like a good amount of money that I'll be putting in. Yeah. So it scares me, but then I'm like, I know I'm going to really enjoy it. So yeah, definitely overall several things.
Gotcha. Cool. Okay. So seeing as how your ideal vision is inclusive of several things, then it makes sense that you would start with one thing and then add other things, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So in the jargony world where the word or the MVP word comes from, that essentially means that you're like rolling out the minimum version of something. So you're like doing one of the basic things to test. And then once you like validate that, then you start adding like different things, right? So in the tech world, it's like adding features. That's why you saw, or we saw growing up as millennials, like we saw Facebook changing their stuff all the time, and Airbnb and Uber. We're like, why are you guys changing your app all the time? So you could definitely keep it under the same business name. And then if it did like garner a lot of momentum and that was like the thing that people are just like really, really into, if you wanted to split off into a different business name for that, you could from there. But I think that starting out, yeah, I think having it under the same umbrella is totally okay. Good, because it's a rental, right?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, that's my two cents. Does anybody else have any like feedback or thoughts around that for Aliana?
The only thing that I was thinking about is my husband works for like throughout the year for an animal damage control company, and they just call it themselves like ADC, but then they have like sub category offerings. They like branched out and they started with, it's like animal control. So they like started with geese and they like service ponds and lakes, but then they started doing like small animals. And then that's like another branch. And then they started doing deer management. And okay. That's another. And so like, but it stayed under ADC.
Okay.
So that just made me think of that. Okay. Being it like under your umbrella and then just branching out all of the different.
Yeah, because that's my fear. I'm like, man, am I going to confuse people? Like, are they going to think that this is just like a mobile bar rental, or, you know what I mean? Like, it's several things. I'm like, I'll worry about it when it gets here. Sometimes I just get in my head and I'm like, ah, you know.
But good example, Jez. Yeah, that was a great example. It would be more challenging, I think, from a business perspective to start with a business name that was specific to the trailer, like, you know, Trailer Rentals Incorporated or whatever, and yeah, then add, like, you know, when you expand and then you're starting to have other rentals and it's like, but I thought they were just trailers, versus like the inverse of that, like with Jess.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's true.
Cool. Good question. All right. Who else? How's Herky doing? It's good to see you, Herc. Delicious.
Doing well, but feeling very unemployed. want to really, you know, do something, in the sense that, so last week I had that goal of the video. And in fact, Jazz, I sent you a message on Facebook yesterday. If you want to team up, or, you know, in bringing that into form.
I must have missed it. Hold on, my phone is here.
Yeah, maybe. I did record something and I did write more stuff, and I sent you an email too, Fawn. So I want to begin doing that. I'm like just feeling really, like, you know, it's been 2.5-3 weeks now. Just staying at home. I haven't stepped out at all. You know, my kids actually were a little bit, they had some stomach, this thing before the, you know, quarantine started. So I was home with them the week before. So literally it's been 3 weeks and their dad has gone to the grocery store and trying to just, you know, stay indoors. So it's like, when I went to the, you know, neighborhood and just took my dog for a walk and saw those, all those chalk drawings and people saying in the neighborhood, you know, we're in it together and this too shall pass. And it was very nice to see human population and say hi to people. And, you know, people were so from far, so responsive, you know, they were like, hi. And I'm like, I really need to get into a routine, because I feel like all of us in the kids' home and me, and we have totally late nights, waking up late and not, earlier we didn't, you know, should we go out or should we not go out, you know, whatever. I mean, just even if it's walking the dog or whatever, need to really get out. It's now, you know, you're beginning to feel the effects of no interaction, no getting out, just, you know, things. So I feel like a routine will provide some stability into that with the kids too. It's like, yeah, I want to work on that so that I can also focus on producing something. But I thought if I have, that's why I texted Jazz, maybe, you know,
yeah, absolutely,
hold each other accountable. And
for the video, Herky?
Video, the whole, I mean, the 21-day thing that I'm coming up with, I can share, and yeah, it's video plus PDF or whatever. And
so you're gonna do the video component?
I did record one, so I do have one.
Yay!
Yeah.
Awesome. Is it okay if I tell the group what we're gonna do?
Sure.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So I offered up to Herky that she can use the LFP group as like a safe place to do a pilot launch of her 21-day meditation course or offer. So that's what I got your email, Herky, last night, and I've just been on calls all day, but we're going to start, putting that together and then rolling it out as soon as you're ready, Herky. And I'm so excited about that. And so excited that you're going to do some video component to it as well. Cause I know you may not feel comfortable yet on camera, but like your spirit, your energy is so important and palpable through the camera. So
yes, thank you. So I will, yeah, I'm been making progress, I can say, from, yeah, in making the video and doing that and calling it maybe 21. We were debating on what to call it: 21 day coping with corona, 21 day anxiety relief, 21 day inspiration, 21 day whatever, because it's not only meditation, because if somebody's suppose not into meditation, then they'll just discount the fact that, you know, if I feel like everybody is into some sort of meditation, but if it is a put off for somebody, then they won't join and I would be disappointing. And for me, it would be nice to have the LFP to launch so I feel, you know, more comfortable too. So knowing the nice sisterhood tribe that I already know.
Yay. Yeah. Perfect. Yay. And it's so, I'm so, so, so grateful that you're bringing this into the world and especially the LFP tribe, because the post or the video that I recorded last week, I think it was last week, who knows what day it is, but where I was basically like for the first time saying like, hey guys, this is going on. Like, how can I serve you? What are you struggling with? What are your challenges? Almost everybody that replied said that they would love to have meditation, like some kind of a meditation help, support, guidance. So I think this is a wonderful way for that to happen. And Kim, you've really been, you know, offering so much of yourself through your yoga and today you're stretching and meditation.
Can we take a what do you guys think, like what should we call it, 21 day what?
I like coping with corona.
Yeah, I do too.
What I was gonna like, say too actually.
I do like that too.
Yeah, you could always change it once we get post corona.
We can then call it post corona.
Yep. Awesome. Yeah, I like coping with corona too. I was thinking about like corona survival kit, but I like coping with corona. That's cool. Awesome. And is there something, any way that we can support you with that routine that you were talking about, like getting back into a routine?
Yeah, I guess I know of stuff, but maybe what is the first thing I should do? I mean, it's like right now, honestly, there's no routine. Past 2 weeks, it's all over the place. So should I just begin with waking up on time, myself and everybody else? Or I don't know, when everything has sort of fallen apart, what is the best way to restart? What do you think?
Ladies, I'll field that to you. Who's experienced something similar and what worked for you?
I feel like my life was kind of falling apart for the last week or so. And then just like I mentioned earlier, just like restarting the day with intentions again has been really super helpful. I actually, my friend and I are FaceTiming each other at 6:30 every morning and doing journaling for 15 minutes and meditating for 15 minutes. And while I journal, I throw in like intentions and gratitudes. And it's like just a really good way to get my head on straight again and remember like why I'm here and what I'm doing, because not feel like so like lost in the like ongoing monotony of nothingness. That sounds so depressing, but that's what it feels like.
I hear you.
Yeah. I feel ya.
Yeah.
I was so excited today to drive to the grocery store just to open my trunk to have someone put the groceries in for me to then get to get out and close my trunk and drive home. Yeah. That was a big day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Tara, it sounds like for you, it was getting back into waking up at a set time, having some accountability, and then setting intentions.
Yeah. Having, and also there's such like separation right now. There's such a loss of community and social life, and having that someone that I can look forward to having like a social date with is really helpful too. So yeah, just trying to regain connection with people and connection with our why.
Yeah, thanks for offering that up. Ashley, you had a thought?
Yeah, mine, what's helped me is, and really helped me get back into the flow of things, is I get up now at the same time every day. So I get up at 7 a.m. every day. I do my morning practice. I've kept that routine, but then I also make sure at some point in the day, I just do 30 minutes a walk around my neighborhood. And that getting outside is very important for me right now, because otherwise I feel like I am very restless in our condo. So I just make it a point to walk around the neighborhood and do that 30 minutes around the neighborhood or whatever, however much you can do. And like you were saying earlier, you'll pass people and people are much nicer and actually say hi and smile at you. Where in LA, it's usually like, they will look down and avert or whatever. But now, because of everything's going on, it is nice to be like, hi, how are you? Or just, even if it's just in passing or whatever, it's just that interaction, even just that small interaction is helpful. But definitely it's been getting outside has been super helpful for me, and doing that walk around our neighborhood for 30 minutes or somewhere in the near vicinity. So.
Totally. Thanks, Ash. Kim, did you have a thought?
Just trying to organize Ashley. When I worked with Ashley last week, I think it was, we talked about me and a schedule, because kind of flying by the seat of my pants, and sometimes I just would overindulge in something, and sometimes I would do absolutely nothing. And so,
like your Facebook photo the other day. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. I had to.
That was great. That, I swear, I had to take a picture of that. I was like, yes, margarita mix and Twix and popcorn. That's all I was doing. And Lion King. That was great. But that was actually on purpose. What I was doing before was just overindulging in some things, and then, yes, just nothing, like not even watching a movie, just scrolling through Facebook. And so she kept me accountable to do what I should have done a long time ago. And I just created a system. And I actually have things on there to do as if I was full-time living this life. So I scheduled in even washing clothes, when it's my turn to do dishes, chores, and then marketing things, researching my classes, the team class. So I tried to give everything a block. And so every morning I wake up, I look at it. And before I go to bed, I look at it. And one day I'm going to print it and just have it up so that I can see it. And I'm trying to follow it every day, like just trying to keep on it every day. So even I have space carved out for coaching. And when I'm not doing that, then I do something else that has to do with it, whether it's read a book or that has to do with it, or work on my MailChimp stuff. So just trying to stay on task like that. So that's helpful.
Awesome. Yes. And how's that working out so far?
I've been on it for a whole 3 days, Ash. Is that Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? So there's I had to turn it into her on Saturday, I think. And so I started it on Saturday morning. So yeah, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So it's keeping me busy. There are some times where I'm lagging, of course, because I don't have clients for every day. But then, like I said, I try to do something related to the business. So it took a while to dump everything out. I was really intimidated by that. But yeah, so we got it. Yeah, that helped.
Great. I personally, like, I'm like, yes, that sounds great. Sounds so organized. Yeah. So, Herky, of these suggestions, does anything resonate with you as like a first step, something you'd like to move toward?
Yeah, I think bits and pieces of what everybody's saying. So waking up and getting outside, going for a walk, something, and then have a little bit of like jot it out. I don't know, I have to think about how exactly I want to do the chunks. Actually, another 2-3 days things will change again, because I'll have my niece and nephew joining me along with my mom. My sister, she's like now full-time into, she's totally swamped, so I have to take care of her children. So in a way, it'll be good because I have had the kids many times during summer. And when they're all of them, it's like become the mini school. So I also get into a routine. I become the teacher and everybody falls into a routine. So I really have to do it before they come. Otherwise, I know I'll be the one screaming my lungs out. So, yeah. So I will work on creating a routine. And of course, like Ashley said, get out in the morning, wake up on time. And yeah, like Tara, you were saying that have some kind of that social listening interaction too. So yeah.
Berkey, how old are your kids again?
14, 10, and 6.
And how old are your niece and nephew?
Similar to 13 is the girl, similar to my daughter, and the son is also 10, like my son. So
cool. So they'll have some version of distance learning that they're responsible for. Okay. So that
all of them have assignments now. Yep. All of them have stuff to do from school.
Maybe you can batch your work with their work. Like you can block, so you're not all just like sitting down trying to work for 5 hours in a row. You can like block time for them to work per subject maybe, and then you could have your own goals during that time. And then in the in-between time, you can have, you know, lunch together or get outside, or so you'll feel like as productive, unless you need to help them at that time.
I'll have to come up with some system, like put the girls together or put the boys. The girls are independent really, but it's just that being teenagers, they just want to hang out and do nothing, wake up at 1 p.m. you know, so a little bit of overseeing. And with the boys, I think it's just sitting on the same dining table maybe and making sure, or the basement. We finally, Tara, after your video, I finally did something to my basement, made a little tiny office. That's where I'm hanging out now. We have some kind of space to do the work. Yeah.
That's awesome. Wait, that was after Tara's
video. Yeah, what was that you did? Marie Kondo, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. The LFP call or was there a video that I missed? Sorry.
No, LFP call.
The call. Okay, cool. I'm like, did I miss a video?
No.
That's great, Herky. So you applied that to your basement. Is that where you are right now?
Yes.
Good job.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So nice. Finally moved. I felt like I needed a separate space from the children because they're everywhere I go, they are like following me. So at least I have a door to close and come down and hang out here. It's funny, on a side note, my son yesterday, he's telling me, my 10-year-old, he's very expressive, openly expressive to whatever he feels in the world. So sometimes a little excessive, but anyway, he was there watching some TikTok funny videos and I tell them. So he's like, I was in this and just finished my meditation and I was just chatting with them and we were talking and he's like, he's telling his sister, hurry up, show mom the TikTok that is, he says, before she says the, you know, it's a little inappropriate in my world or whatever. So he's like, hurry up before her spiritual stuff wears off. Show her. She's in a good mood now. So they're showing me all these funny TikToks that's all over the place.
Herky, what would he do if we taught you the renegade? And we
my God. All day long. I hear that.
I love it.
Oh my God. Is that weird movement that like wiggly thing?
Yeah, what's the renegade?
Ready.
It's like one of the viral dances that people do on TikTok to all different sorts of R&B songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All day long.
All day long. Oh my God.
Here. Awesome. So Herky, let's drill down to specifics and help you out with some accountability here. So sounds like having a routine before your niece and nephew come is ideal.
Yeah.
And you have, did you say how many days before they get there? Three?
Two.
Two. So you have 2 days to come up with a routine. So how can we support you? What would you like to do specifically?
Wake up by 7:30. AM and get out for a morning walk, followed by some kind of journaling meditation or something, and then have the kids ready and showered and on to the sort of school area, whichever I decide to make, basement or dining table or wherever, and have that already begin with my kids so that the others can just join the routine. And I work on my business or my whatever on while they are helping them with any questions. Yeah.
Great.
Lunch and evening, get them out too, afternoon. Yeah.
Awesome. That sounds good. Is this something that you can do by memory, or do you want to like write it down and post it somewhere? Or
you won't leave me. I write it down here. I think, or maybe I can post it.
Sure, whatever is going to help you stay on track.
Yeah, you're right. I'll post it. I'll write it down and post it. Yeah,
great.
Kirk, okay. You have trouble waking up on time?
I am. No, I'm not getting alarmy. If that's what you're suggesting.
<That's laughs> <okay. laughs> I could snap you. Ask Ashley. I'm relentless.
She's really good at snapping, and it's not as bad as alarmy. So now I get up at the same time every day now. So
yeah, she had to eventually say, "Okay, I'm actually waking up at the same time. You don't need to message me anymore."
Like, I don't need you. Well, you were in school. I felt bad. It was like in the middle of your day.
And my students, they were like, "Ashley, wake up!"
Yeah. I would get videos from her kids. It was amazing.
That's so amazing.
It was like, yeah, it was 6:45 here and 9:45, Easter.
They asked me every day we could snap Ash.
That is amazing.
Feeling bad, and I'm like, ooh, a 3-minute break. Anyways, if you wanted someone to snap you, I would snap you.
Okay. Snap you meaning Snapchat? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Right? In your lingo? I don't have Snapchat. And that's one more thing I'll have to download. But maybe I can text you at that time to see that I'm really up.
Oh, I could text you too.
Okay. Okay, 7:30 tomorrow?
7:30. Wait, where do you live?
Who's texting who?
Easton, Pennsylvania. Jazz. Oh, right.
I'll text Herky.
Okay. Jazz texting Herky. 7:30. I love it. All right. Something I also just thought of too, Herky, is when you start to do the 21-day coping with Corona, if you are doing live, if you're doing videos in the Facebook group or posting in the Facebook group, that could be something that helps you stay accountable as well. Like same time, same day. No pressure, but morning would probably be best because everybody else would be able to like do their meditations with you. So.
Oh, okay. Does this have to be live or can it be recorded?
It can be recorded, yeah.
Okay, but I can post at the same time, though.
Yeah, you can record it on your phone and then upload to the LFP members group.
Okay. And I've done iMovie, the first one that I did, so I think that can be uploaded. Is that how everybody does?
Did you need to edit it? Is that why you used iMovie?
Yeah, my daughter helped me edit a little bit.
Yes, iMovie's a little bit tricky. I'm trying to remember. If you didn't have any issue with it before, then use
I haven't. No, I've just created, but I haven't uploaded it, so I haven't really tested it to see. I mean, what else does everybody? Does everybody just do live, or if anybody wants to upload the video, what do you guys do? Have you done it?
I mean, when like Jazz, when you do the lives, I think it's great and it works.
Yeah. And I've only done two now, but I literally just click Facebook and I click the little live, and then I was like, oh my god, everyone on Facebook right now can see me.
See, that's why my freak out factor, I want to come back to live later. I want to just do the video first.
Yeah. I just record them on my phone and then I upload them.
It only gets tricky when and maybe iMovie updated, because this was this was 2 years ago, right after I started posting the Tuesdays. And I would be like, the ones that I would film vertically, that I would need to edit. I would put them in iMovie, and iMovie like wants them to be cinema. Yeah. But it wants them to be.
My head is also, this portion is cut off a little bit.
That's
you have to put horizontally when you record?
For iMovie, but then now all of the social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, all the ones, they prefer the vertical video. Oh. So
yeah, that's good to know.
There's got to be a vertical video editor out there that that you can edit with that is for iPhone. Maybe your daughter could look into that. She's savvy.
Yeah.
Wait,
telling me you guys film, like you use iMovie and you make a movie and then you put it on Facebook Live?
Not live, just on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just film it.
I just film on my phone and then I'll upload it to Instagram or Facebook. It's not live. Mines aren't live. I haven't done a live yet.
Oh, and how do you
not either?
I haven't seen any of your... Ashley, where do you put your videos? I haven't seen...
In my stories. That's
hers not... disappear.
They disappear in 24 hours.
Wait, is it on Instagram or Facebook?
I do it on both. I do it on Instagram and then I share it on Facebook. It's my accounts are linked together since Facebook basically owns Instagram now. Wait, so it automatically shares my Instagram story to my Facebook story.
And you can start doing your highlights on your Instagram and like really save your stories.
Right.
Yeah. So when you record, you just record on your phone, regular video, do it horizontal.
I do it like that. Yeah. So I do it like this on my phone.
Okay.
So it's vertical. Because otherwise I found that it uploads weird on it then.
Okay. Yeah. So the thing is like, there's gotta be a vertical video editor out there that's easy to use. And then you'll find that you don't need to edit your videos. And that's what I found. Like after, I can't remember how many, like I used to edit them frequently and I remember being like, oh God, but now I don't know, after maybe 20 of them, I just didn't care as much. Sorry, ladies, quality control went down after a while.
That's the level of comfort I'm hoping I will achieve.
Yeah. I don't edit mine. I just, it is what you
see. It is what it is, right?
Yeah.
But mine is like the first one, and I thought of even putting it as bloopers. My daughter was saying you can put it as bloopers because I'm saying, hi, guys, and blah, blah, blah. And then I'm saying, blah, blah, blah. And I left it. So,
Cute.
Did you just start doing live fun?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Like a month ago or something?
Yeah, because I heard your video when you said phone, I'm going live, getting used to Facebook Lives.
So. Yeah. I think it was like a month ago. I never understood the appeal of it. I'm like, what, people tune in? Because I don't use Facebook as a user or like my personal account. It's like crickets. But I use it for you ladies, right? For a team and for LFP. So I'm not my ideal customer in that sense of like, ooh, someone's going live right now. Let me check it out. I didn't quite understand the like difference of the point of like them having a video versus them going live. But I'm starting to understand the like camaraderie that happens and like the ooh, and it's in the moment. And
yeah,
cool.
Especially now. People feel like they're just like, oh, I can hang out with my friend for a minute or two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something that I didn't like though, and all this is good for you ladies to know, those of you who are creating content, is that Facebook, so I would record on my phone or on Zoom if I was doing like a screen share or something, and then I would upload it to Facebook, right? Cool. I still have my video, the file of my video that I can transfer to my computer if I need to put on my YouTube channel or to just have like saved. But with Facebook Live, to download your own video, your own live video, it is a hoop jumping hoopla. Like there's all this weird stuff you have to do to download. As far as I researched the other day, I figured out a way, but it's like some weird backend thing. So that is what I don't like, is that it's proprietary to Facebook. Like they have the live and I can't just like, cause my mom's not on Facebook. My dad's not on Facebook, right? And I want them to be able to see my videos. So now I'm uploading them to YouTube. Not just for them, but other ladies who aren't on Facebook too. So that's just something to consider. Like I think there's pros and cons to both. So just thought I'd mention that.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That is interesting. It's like they own your content.
Yeah.
Your videos.
Hmm. They own your life.
But it's so nice. Cause like you said, it does have that like, yeah, basically. It's nice that you do have that like real-time action sort of, unless we're all like stalled out and frozen, but.
What were you gonna say, Jess?
Something popped into my head, Herky. You're gonna have a decent amount of kids in your house and like have fun. Like, have fun with them. Yeah. Have a game night. Be silly. Play around. Let them show you ridiculous videos. Like, that's like a joyous thing, too. I forget with my kids sometimes, especially now where I'm like, okay, I'm home. Like, I still have to treat it like work, you know? And, like, it's okay to, like, go outside and just, like, roll down the hill, you know? So yeah. They're a little bit older, but laugh with them because they probably laugh so much more than you do every day. Mm. That's what I love about my students. Like, they're laughing all the time. Like, I want to laugh all the time. Yeah. So also give yourself permission to just, like, have fun and laugh, and that will probably make you more creative anyways.
Yeah.
Kids are fun.
They are. They
can be exhausting, but they're fun.
Yeah. I so enjoyed homeschooling them and then having my niece and nephew. The only thing was I did get burnt out because I had no support and I was just trying to do everything on my own. I'd be careful about that, taking care of myself at this time. And definitely they are so much more present, more fun, more silly, you know, and it's really fun observing them and watching them. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Very sweet. Oh, you guys are such amazing mothers. It's just the sweetest thing ever. Aww. And Aliana's over there like learning.
Definitely. Like, we still follow you around at 10.
All right. So let's see here. Herky's going to post her schedule and Jasmine's going to do some live videos with her video accountability. Who else could the question support accountability?
I need to call in some collaboration into my life, so that's why I asked you if you like collaborating. I know that I do like working alone sometimes, but I feel like I get such better ideas when I'm working with another person, and awesome. I have this like issue, like my body's responding right now, where if I try to get work done and it's not like really exciting for me, I just fall asleep. Like, I get really tired and I just fall asleep. And so also another thing I've been doing besides having these like 6:30 check-ins is I'm utilizing music a lot. Like, if I'm tired or like down, I have to just like turn on some music, and it helps so much get energy going and get creative juices flowing. And so
awesome. Yeah. So let's hear a little bit more about this collaboration desire that you have. We have a few more minutes here. So yeah, what would be wonderful for you?
I don't know. I'm trying to call it in right now. I had an offer from one of my girlfriends to kind of like do this business with her. And I just know that like, on the side of building like the online presence and the website and stuff, I just need that like sounding board or that like person there. So I just know that I like take so much more action in new territories if I like have a sounding board or a collaborator.
Okay. And for your, like, ideally, this would be for your business. Would it be someone that was like partnering with your business that you can riff with? Or would it be more of a like, you guys are doing different things, but kind of co-working and idea sharing?
I like the idea of co-working and idea sharing more, but I'm sort of open to however it might play out. But, you know, when I think that there's also a lot to be said for like intuitive feelings and like energy that comes into the body when there's a good idea or like an exciting idea. And like hearing you guys talk about videos, that just reminded me that I think it'd be really fun to start doing like YouTube videos or something. I think that videos are really the next place to go, like having that FaceTime with people. I read an article or something about like how these Instagram stories are just genius, because it's like it's FaceTime with a person and it's more than just like having to read words. Like you're getting to know someone's story and getting to know them and building trust and relationship. And I think that like FaceTime action is really important, and something about it just sounds appealing. So maybe I'll try a video later. What?
now you all, I'm always have something to say. I'm so sorry. But I think about you all the time, because I am like, I'm in the middle of the KonMari process in my house, but at different
phases. Oh, when are you going to do the after of your kids' room?
I know. Well, I'm in the, I can only do it when we are upstairs together. So it's like everything's piecemeal. So like for myself, I'm on kimono, but for my kids, I'm on clothes. And kind of like the house, I'm also on kimono. But anyways, I was thinking about you because I was scrolling through Instagram and I was trying to find other accounts like yours. And I only found one that I really felt like had really good examples of different, like examples of the same space. And I was thinking, I was like, I just wish I could walk around Tara's house. Like, and you could just show me like,
love to video tour my house.
You would?
Yeah. I always want my clients to come over to my house so I can show them like, this is how it's done.
Yeah. Oh, seriously. That's what I was thinking about. I was thinking about you like walking into, cause I did my laundry room the other day and it's good. I don't love it because I don't know. It's just, you know, the feng shui is off. But I was like, I want to have someone just show me theirs and like talk about their thought process while they were organizing it. Like, I know the method and I know I'm on kimono and I know I'm talking about what sparks joy, but it's fucking laundry and I need the stain stick and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now it's really just like purely like organizational, because these things aren't like necessity. Like, okay, I threw away the old gloves, blah, blah, blah. Like this stuff I'm just keeping because I use it to clean. Now, how do I make it look like probably how your laundry room looks? Like, what did you do? What did you think about? Like, if you saw my corners and my nooks and my spaces, like how would you transform it? And I think somebody who does it would be like you're saying, the Instagram story would be like the inspiration for others. And like, walk me around all your spaces, even if it's not out in the public. I would love to see it because I need, like, I like to absorb others' creative juices. Totally. Because how people see spaces is very different than how I see a space. And I think it's really, there's not a lot out there. I tried looking on Instagram, like, I tried to go through all Marie Kondo's followers and all the people she's following who follows her. And like, it was hard. I spent a while and I found like three accounts who like offer videos. Like, I want a video. I see a picture. I see the before and after. But to get from A to B, what's the process?
Mm.
That's the hard part.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. You're looking for more like you said, like the process, like the inner workings and the behind the scenes, not like,
yeah, I think honestly, so like to piggyback off of Jazz, seeing the behind the scenes, I think that's so important, because when you're doing it by yourself, you get so overwhelmed because you're like, holy shit, look at the amount of stuff that I have, like this is like so much. And like you kind of like go through it and then you're like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. But it's like, if we were to see you doing it, you kind of like inspire, you set like a trend, like, and we all start doing it. So it's kind of, it's like a domino effect, you know what I mean?
You're making my heart flutter right now. It's super exciting. Okay.
And that's what Marie Kondo says, right, Tara? She says it's contagious. You focus on yourself. She does in her book. She focuses on her space and herself, but it's contagious. And mm-hmm. I was telling you about Joel. He just like all of a sudden started KonMari-ing his basement and stuff. It's crazy. Is that
real?
That's yes, awesome. Yes,
I've been her about it. But I want you to, I want to be contagious to you. Like, I want you to be contagious. I want to
you
catch
you. Are me. A very contagious person, Jazz, just yeah, in general.
100% energy is like.
Amazingly contagious.
Well, I want to catch whatever you have. So I want you.
Let's just contage on each other.
I want your organizational corona. Not
too soon. Too soon.
We're in quarantine.
Social distancing, people.
Get some
so contagion.
Some FBI surveillance is like listening to this call, and they're like, "You're gonna come down and get me."
We got to break that team.
Started it. Herky started it.
Well, thank you, you guys. That is really good advice and input. And that sounds like fun videos that I would love to do.
Yeah. As Jasmine was saying that, I like almost had a little mini heart attack because I have no idea how I spaced this out. It was when I was staying in PV last week and I had my sticky notes all over at my desk in my hotel, of course. And I had a sticky note and I'm like trying to find it right now that said Tara, organization or video series for organizing the home, like your home during whatever it is, quarantine, right? And I like had this thing and I was like, that's so brilliant because people are home and they're like in their shit, right? Like they're in their messy homes. And I think that would be so awesome. And I totally don't know where that went. And I'm so glad that Jazz brought that up. I think that'd be really valuable too, for sure.
I'm taking notes. That's awesome. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'd like to see a sneak peek of your living spaces too. I mean, if you're comfortable with showing it to us maybe initially or, you know, how you do it, it's very inspiring. And like Fawn said, we're all home, so we might as well make good use of our time.
Yeah. I would love to give more than a sneak peek. Seriously.
I'll leave it to your highlights just in case you do miss it.
Yes. And make us all feel bad so we get fire under right. our
yes. and clean our shit up.
Joy. Throw right. it out.
Same start motivation. I think this is this is great. And if you could like chunk it down or I don't know, explore whatever you want, but I'm thinking like 5-minute videos, 10-minute videos where you're like showing a space in your home, you're showing why it's organized the way it is, how you went about it, how you went through the hierarchy of decision making to like do this versus that and blah blah blah. And like that, or maybe even like multiple videos for one part of your home. Yeah. And like just upload those to YouTube. Start getting, you know, comfortable in front of the camera and like walking people through that. And oh my gosh, how valuable would that be right now in society when everybody's living in their laundry?
Yeah. I was just trying to find this to maybe that's to awesome. Give you an idea for your first video. I made a list of, I realized I got to kimono and I was like, okay, cool. And then I realized that there's 1,500 subcategories of kimono.
What's kimono? Yeah,
like miscellaneous.
Oh, right.
But so then it's like, okay, I found that I wrote down every category and then I started with the ones, like, you know how clothes are easiest and sentimental's hardest? I like basically ranked my kimono. So I did like the things that I knew I could go through more easily first. Mm-hmm. And then I like am starting to batch like the rest of it. So maybe talk through, because that category was big and hard.
Massive.
Yeah. Massive. Yeah. So
that's a good idea.
An idea.
Well, Tara, I think you found some collaborators.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah, hey. This is awesome. This is what it looks like, this kind of collaboration.
Yeah, you can always, honestly, like, we could always start like a group chat on WhatsApp and
yes.
send in like a text message, whatever, and we'll just bounce off of ideas. It's really, I feel like this right here, it's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Or like if you, oh, we can't do shared video in Facebook, dag. I was going to say, like, we can just be like, okay, like, you know, collaboration meeting 11:30, whoever wants to show up, and we can just like collaborate. We could do it on Zoom if that's valuable, for sure. Like, y'all know I'm homeworking from home all day. So think about that, Tara, like what would be most valuable for you and or the rest of you? Like if you're in, you know, if having some more collaboration engagements throughout the week would be valuable. I mean,
if anyone else is open to that in whatever way that looks, I'd be totally open. These, like, I'm not saying 6:30, but these like meetings, I look forward to them so much every morning. I mean, like these, but my new 6:30 meeting now too, just to like, cause it like makes me do it, you know? So mm-hmm. Yep. If you guys wanted to do like Monday, Wednesday, Friday at like 10 a.m. kind of thing, or
cool.
That's all.
Yeah. I like
idea.
What, Jess?
I like that idea. And the text message.
Yeah.
Just to feel like you're in a group chat with friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Totally. Can we do it in Facebook Messenger? Because I don't have Snapchat. I don't want to.
Or just like text messages.
Or, what do you have, WhatsApp?
Or WhatsApp, yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
That's good. All right. I'm wondering if we should like, if everyone should, now that we're all getting our schedules together, right? Herky and Kim and Ashley, everybody. If we should like try to choose a time that's like good for everyone, or just like, let's slap a time against the wall, 10 o'clock, we'll make it work or we won't, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. What do you guys think?
Easton, are you talking 10?
This is good question.
Oh, yeah. you West Coasters.
West Coast.
Yeah. I mean, I could do one. That's fine.
I don't have... That's any 4 o'clock school. Eastern.
Oh, you so went 7.
You went the other way. You went back.
So if you do, Tara, if you're...
Anyway, oh, shoot.
Okay. Yeah, if you're 10, then Herky would be one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I mean... And
so would Kim
also do 7:30?
And Jazz.
Yeah. I could do earlier, too.
I'd really like to stick to my batch for my like schoolwork with my kids, and that's like 8 to 10. Mm. So 10 would be like the earliest. So 9, 8, 7, your time would be the earliest, but anytime like after 10 would be better for me.
12 noon is good for me.
How about 9 o'clock Pacific, noon Eastern?
That works.
That works.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. This is.
And what are we doing this on? What?
I was just about to ask. Zoom obviously is amenable to all of us being here on video. We can, like, my 9 o'clock is open. That's when I've been doing my Facebook Live. So I'll just do my Facebook Lives a little bit early, and then I can hop on here at 9. I'm always working on something, so I'm happy to be here. If I can't be here, I'll let you guys know, and you can host it on a different Zoom code if you want to use Zoom. Otherwise, does anybody have any suggestions for other collaborative platforms?
I like Zoom.
Yeah.
I like Zoom because everybody can be on it. And you see everybody.
And cool. How long would this be? Because I don't want to make another commitment, which I can't afford. Yeah.
I think like I could only probably do a half hour because my kids usually for a nap at 12. Yeah. And so if we do a half an hour, then I'll still have from like 12:30 to 1:30 to do like my student like virtual session.
Yeah. So something we do every morning, we used to do at work, you know, in our scrum meeting, project management, is like we have our update where each of us gives what we have done. We actually have use a platform called Jira where our stories are like put on the board, and then everyone gives a quick 2-minute update what they did yesterday, what they plan to do today, and is there any impediment in their way, you know, that's stopping them from doing. And then after that, we would have a collab. So if somebody wants to leave, you know, just with that on stuff we're doing or we want to talk more, I just feel like that will give us a quick accountability and also what everybody is, you know, doing. If you want to feel comfortable.
Cool. Oh. Sounds good. Yeah. Does that leave enough time? So if everybody did a 2-minute check-in, I mean, we can try this out and of course, like always pivot it. So yeah. That would be 6, 7. So that'd be about 15 minutes of check-in. And then that would leave like 15 minutes for collaboration. But we also, of course, want to let the other teen sisters know. So I think there's 10, 11 of us total. So that would be 22. So the check-ins alone would bring us up to almost 25 minutes. Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I mean, and then whoever can stay longer for collaboration, you know, we just discuss things, I feel like.
Yeah. Okay. You guys want to try that out? Sweet. All right.
Yeah. Eliana, can you also either tell me how, or maybe you can set up the WhatsApp, like text?
I could set it up. I just need everyone's phone number. That's the only thing. So just, I guess I'll give you guys my phone number and then just text me. So that way I can just.
What's your number, Eliana? I'll put it in the chat right now so everybody can message you.
It's 786-478-8814.
Hooray.
Yeah, I'm not too sure if I could make the other commitment because I do have Lowen with me during the day, because at night it's easier because Carlos is here. Because during the day, you guys will hear her screaming and you'll hear Coco Melon in the background and it'll be pretty madness. But I will try my best to go at least.
Cool. Yeah, great. So this is totally optional, obviously. Like okay. If you want to drop in, great. If you don't, if you can't, whatever. Just it's here as a value add for us. And I'm having a thought that, and we can try this out, but I'm having a thought that maybe we do the check-in is like 1 minute. Like yesterday I did this, today I'm up to this. This is what, you know, this is blah, blah, blah. And then like, yes, I'd like to collaborate. And then that way we can kind of like move around the circle a little bit quicker. And because doing a check-in 3 times a week at that length might start to feel like kind of missing the point of like the collaboration part. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Or we could do like check-ins on Mondays only. And then like the rest of the week we're collaborating or just like working together or something like that.
That idea of like, what's the word?
Like the weekly?
Yeah. Putting them all together instead of spread out.
Putting them.
Like doing check-ins just like once a week and then just like jumping straight into collaborations on the other one. Like,
great. Okay, so tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock Pacific, 12 o'clock Eastern, we will be hopping on. We'll do a little scrum share, as Herky mentioned, and then Friday we'll just have like an open collaboration space, and then Monday we'll do a share again, and then Wednesday, Friday we'll just be collaboration, open collab. Cool, guys. It's a virtual co-working space.
Nice.
Yay! And you guys get to watch me and Ashley figure out how to change the world.
Yeah. I love that.
I won't be on tomorrow. I already have a 9 a.m. unfortunately, because I have to do actual work. But but I'll block off my calendar for the rest of them.
Okay, cool. All right. And we'll use the same. We can use my Zoom since I have the paid account. Does that work for everybody? Mm-hmm. Same code as usual. Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Beautiful. So let's see here. Tara, did you want to set any like specifics around your videos? Like, do you want to say, oh, I'm going to, I don't know, spend an hour thinking of themes or like outlining what I would do, or I don't know.
Yes. After this, I'm going to go get a YouTube account and go like look into posting videos, and then I might just go and like dump out my daughter's clothes drawer and videotape the process of putting it back together just for like practice. I'll totally load it and I won't tell anyone about it. It'll just be like out there, but we could practice.
How old is she, Tara?
She's 7.
No, I got to see the, I want to see it. You got to load it. I want to see, I'm dying. The kids' clothes are
far. No, I'll tell you. I think that'd be fun. And I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
I will. I'll send you the link.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. So Tara, just make sure that you set up a YouTube business account instead of a YouTube personal account.
That's good to know. I didn't know they had a business.
Yes. And there may be like a setup. It's been 6 years since I set mine up. So I'm not quite, I don't know what they're doing right now, but it used to be that you set up your business account and it's connected to your Gmail, your business Gmail account. And then there's just like a couple of settings that are different for business. So interestingly, you may want to pull up a YouTube video of how to set up a YouTube business account. That way you can monetize it shortly down the road if you want to, or like have ads or like have some cool stuff, links to your website, for example. You can't do any of that with your personal account. So
okay. No.
Yay.
Okay, thank you.
Lots of videos happening in this group. This is so exciting. Love it. Okay, ladies, thanks for this was fun. Quarantine's really bringing us together in a unique way. It's so fun because it's like as though we don't spend so much time together already as a community. I love that everybody's wanting more time with each other. Like that makes me so
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So amazing. Cool. All right. Well, I'll post that we're doing a collab sesh. I'll post that in Teams so the other ladies can hop in. And then let's hold each other accountable. And I'll see some of you tomorrow morning. And everybody have a good evening. Okay.
Okay.
Great office hours. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.